old wagons. Well, of course, most of them was made with the, well, my father's brother, he was a wheelwright and a farmer. He used to make all his own wagons, even to the wheels and the boxes, all of them, what the wheels run on, it all made by hand, all wood. And he used to use them to cart all his hay and corn in. But today, you see, they've got motor power, they load everything up now with, it's all mechanical now, and at that time of day, they used to make their own wagons. He was a farmer and a carpenter. And he made no end of stuff for his own use. But today, I'm afraid it's entirely different. But of course, they're all gone now. And I don't think ever we should replace them again. I don't think we should. Well, we used to use a wooden bean plough. And we used to have three horses on them. They'd plough here 10 inches deep down the field when all the ground was in lands then. Today it's all fell down. The horses used to plough it up in lands, so that's where the corn grows, where it's high and dry. And it was a pleasure to see the horses landing it up too. Today they've got no lands, they've got no water for us. All the harbour land is down, same as if it was grassland now. They've got no idea of any cultivation at all for growing corn. And that's why I'm talking about lands, because at that time of day, that's where the corn used to grow, where it's high and dry. Now it's all level and flat and no water furs or water tables to let the water off. It's waterlogged and therefore it acts as poison. And therefore, they get less and less every year. No ditches cleaned out to let the water off. No outlets into the ditches. And if there was, the ditches are not cleaned out for the take water, which all the ditching was put into a dung mixing years ago and mixed up with lime and turned in a big heap. And as I say again, with the bullock yard, when they ploughed all in, it all went out in the field and ploughed in. They used to grow some crops now. Instead of that, today, I'm afraid they grow less every year. But when I'm talking about what they used to do farming, so I don't think there's anything more I can say.
How about?
Well, regardless of Rick, they bale all the hay today. Well, that's here because they don't want the trouble of it. But they never make hay with all the baling. The only one way to make hay is in a rick. In a stack, can we say? Well, rick's the same. And the more tonnage you get in there, the more it heats. But if we got any tonnage to put in, well, when you got up to the eaves, you let it have 3 or 4 days rest with the sun playing on it before you put no more on. Because if you didn't, and that happened to be a bit green with the tonnage of hay, like you call it a fire. And the old farmers used to be wonderful particular about that. Well, when they'd had a hare in for a day or two, they'd put the ridge on and carry her on and build them up. And that time of day, there used to be a stacker that never left the ricks. There used to be a stacker at the ricks and the others carried in to and fro, and them out in the field getting the hay ready. And the stacker never left his stack. When he done stacking round, he'd come down the ladder, and he'd never leave that steado, the steado what the hay was built on. Because he had all faggots underneath, and he never lost sight of that steado from when he started. He'd pull every strip of hay out to find that steado all the way square round. And therefore, when he'd built his stack, there wasn't no waste hay at all. It was just if it had a hay cutter down it and plenty of smooth, you've seen it, hay cut out, there wasn't no waste hay, it was all good.